You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 6th of March 2019 and the green patch on Dalal Street continues to grow and thrive even into this day, the second day of the trading week after the blockbuster day that we saw yesterday. Those gains may not be as spectacular today, but there were certainly gains to be seen. All that happened on Dalal Street is what I bring to you. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
11,000, that was the name, that was the number that was heard loud and clear on Dalal Street. Indian markets, Nifty 50 climbed 11,000 levels for the first time since February 2019, but experts feel that it might still be too early to call this a pre-election rally. The Nifty closed above its crucial 200-days moving average, which is placed at 10,865 for the second consecutive day in a row. Super trend indicator also gave a buy signal on the daily charts. The final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 193 points higher at 36,636, while the Nifty 50 ended about 65 points up at 11,053. The S&P BSE Small Cap Index outperformed as it rose by nearly a percent compared to 0.53% rise in the Sensex and 0.6% gain seen in the Nifty 50. Barring auto, which ended marginally lower, strong buying was witnessed across all the other sectors such as consumer durables, power, oil and gas, metals and realty, which rose in the range of 0.7 to 1.4% respectively. The strong upswing seen in the broader market suggests that the rally is broad-based and the bulls are here to stay. But can we say that this is a pre-election rally, which usually sees high beta names getting a lot of attention? Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View in a podcast with Money Control, that is going to follow soon after, said that it might be early to say that the pre-election rally has started, but one thing is certain, that March expiry will be better than February. Commenting on high beta names, Malkan said we've already seen stock-specific action on Dalal Street, in which some of the stocks have already registered double-digit gains, especially those which were beaten down in the last 6 to 8 months, and the trend is likely to continue till the election, but the timing of your trade will be important. Some stocks that made the news today. The shares of housing finance company Divan Housing Finance Corporation, that is DHFL, zoomed as much as 11% after an independent review report released by the company reported that it has not promoted any of the 26 shell companies which were alleged to have siphoned off about 35,000 crore rupees of the company by investigative news portal Cobra Post. Endurance Technologies shares plunged 9% after offer for sale by the promoter opened for subscription. Wipro shares rallied 2% after the stock adjusted for bonus issue, which means it started trading ex-bonus. And finally, Edelweiss Financial Services shares closed 6% higher after North American fund manager CDPQ signed a deal to invest $250 million in the company's non-banking financial sector subsidiary, that is the NBFC subsidiary. As usual, we turn Jules Verne and go around the world in less than 30 seconds. European markets are trading mixed on Wednesday today as market players are keenly watching the developments from the US-China trade talks. It seems like I say that every day, but here's hoping that there's a resolution sooner rather than later. Asian markets ended on a mixed note with the Shanghai Composite adding 1.57% to close at 3,102.1, while Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.6% to close at 21,596.81. Turning to Hong Kong now, Hang Seng added 0.17% to close at 29,037.6. And going back to the area of Japan, it's South Korea's Kospi shedding 0.17% to close at 2,175.6. Like we promised earlier, we spoke to Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View, who goes on to tell us what's happening on Dalal Street and what you should be careful of in the coming days. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View. Well, welcome to the podcast, Vishal.
Thank you so much, Kshitij. I'm pleasure to having being on this podcast with Money Control.
Well, Vishal, can we say that, the pre-election rally has begun in Indian market? And, anecdotal data also suggests that bulls remain in control of these streets in at least 6 out of the last 10 years. What are the chart patterns telling you?
I think maybe a bit early to say that the rally has started, but definitely I think March expiry is going to be much better than February in terms of the movement. And we are seeing some good momentum at the start of the month, which hopefully should continue. So if not Nifty, maybe for a positional buy, but they're definitely very good stocks, which we can see some good results, good returns in the next few days.
Perfect. And do you think the rally in the high beta names is likely to continue in the run-up to elections? And we can expect a double-digit kind of a gain in some stocks?
Yes, I think so. In fact, in the last 3-4 days, we have already seen some double-digit gains in some of the stocks. So I think that should continue till election. And there are so many stocks which are like beaten down badly in the last 6-8 months. Plus, they are forming some bullish patterns as well as bullish divergences on the momentum indicator. So definitely, we'll see some good bounce back in those stocks. And one has to be very quick on taking the timing would be an important factor, because if you miss one day, that could be another 5% or 10%.
Perfect. Thanks all for your time, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. Looking forward to more.
Well, thanks, Vishal. That is everything you needed to know about the Lal Street activities today, and indeed what the trends look like as far as Vishal Malkan is concerned. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Lal Street, as well as give you a few stocks to choose from, making your life a whole lot easier. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.